Claire Bidwell Smith grew up in the South, Atlanta mostly.
I started writing, I think as soon as I could, I was, you know, writing stories about ladybugs getting married and writing stories about lizards and things that were around our house. And then I started writing poetry in middle school and high school and studying poetry. And I thought that was what I would be. I thought I would be a poet. I think I always used my love of poetry and my love of words in the rest of my writing, even though I didn't continue to write poetry.
What got you turned on to poetry in middle school?
A cousin of mine, actually, she was a poet. She was older. She was doing her MFA in poetry, and I was showing her some of my writing, and she started... I remember I still have this journal. I showed her this terrible poem I had written, and she wrote at the top of the page, Anne Sexton and Sylvia Plath, and I was just, 12 or 13, and I went home to the bookstore the next week and bought a book by each of those women, and it just changed my life.
As did the news that came when Claire was 14 that both her parents had cancer.
My mother died when I was 18, and in the year or so following, I didn't write at all for the first time in my life. I just stopped writing, and I think it was because I had so much to say, and I didn't know how to fit it into these little poems that I'd been working on for so long. I couldn't contain myself within those little stanzas and those short sentence fragments anymore. And I took a memoir class in college, and suddenly it just opened this huge door for me, and I just started pouring out all these stories and feelings inside of me.
Smith went through many iterations, each ultimately deemed unpublishable, of the story of her mother's death.
But I think that all the writing I did provided a basis for me to write this book. I think I kind of distilled all the things I had to say because I wrote them out so many times. I wrote about my mother's death kind of endlessly and all kinds of, through different frameworks. And I think in doing so, I was able to write out the stuff that wasn't good, that wasn't worthy of being read by other people.
Meanwhile, Claire Bidwell Smith was attempting to earn a living writing about food and travel.
I interned at Time Out New York magazine, and then when I moved to Los Angeles, I got this job at this glossy magazine, which I cannot name for legal purposes. And it was just not what I expected. I thought I was going to be doing a lot of writing. I thought I was going to be doing editing. And instead, I was doing my boss's dirty laundry and stocking her freezer with vodka and getting yelled at on a regular basis.
So, welcome to Hollywood.
Right?
Well, and meanwhile, your father is in California at this point, but he then gets very ill.
Yeah, his cancer was coming back. So I was kind of struggling between these two worlds of living this demanding, crazy Hollywood life with this magazine and then taking care of my elderly, dying father. It's quite a juxtaposition.
Smith eventually went back to school in California, earned a master's in clinical psychology, and started working as a therapist specializing in grief. Over the years, she also read lots of memoirs, well over 100 of them.
I found that, you know, either memoirs work or they don't. Some are really kind of boring or heavy or sentimental, and the ones that work are usually kind of a little bit more unusual. And they're always very honest. And so I wanted to do something a little different. And when I initially wrote my memoir, it was the kind of regular narrative, you know, childhood, adolescence, here's the thing that happened. And it just went on like that. And it was never working. It always just felt really kind of cloying and heavy. And so when I came up with the structure I did, which was using Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's 5 stages of grief, I separated my book into those 5 stages. And each stage has 3 chapters that kind of illustrate that stage. For example, the very first stage is denial. And so in the first chapter, you see me at age 18 when my mother dies. In the second chapter, you see me at age 14 when my parents both get cancer. And then it skips to me at 25, working in Los Angeles at Big Fancy Magazine, and my father's sick. And I feel like that structure keeps the reader really engaged. You know, you go into a book like mine knowing, okay, girl loses both parents to cancer. But when you read it in this way, you kind of don't know what's coming next, and it just it helps keep things interesting.
It does. In Claire Bidwell Smith's funny, sad, poignant, and ultimately healing memoir, The Rules of Inheritance. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.